This sound file contains the spoken version of a Wikipedia article on the Commonwealth of Nations, recorded by user Dylan Smithson or Justin J. Liu. The material recorded is current as of the 31st of December, 2019. The sound recording of this article has been made in three parts. You are listening to the first part, which contains the introduction, section 1, history, and section 2, structure. The second part contains section 3, membership, section 4, politics, section 5, economy, and section 6, Commonwealth family. The third part is the last part and contains section 7, culture, section 8, see also, section 9, notes, section 10, references, section 11, further reading, and section 12, external links. The first part begins now. The Commonwealth of Nations at Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia at en.wikipedia.org. The Commonwealth of Nations, generally known simply as the Commonwealth, is a political association of 53 member states, nearly all of them former territories of the British Empire. The chief institutions of the organization are the Commonwealth Secretariat, which focuses on intergovernmental aspects, and the Commonwealth Foundation, which focuses on non-governmental relations between member states. The Commonwealth dates back to the first half of the 20th century, with the decolonization of the British Empire through increased self-governance of its territories. It was originally created as the British Commonwealth of Nations through the Balfour Declaration at the 1926 Imperial Conference and formalized by the United Kingdom through the Statute of Westminster in 1931. The current Commonwealth of Nations was formally constituted by the London Declaration in 1949, which modernized the community and established the member states as, quote, free and equal, end quote. The human symbol of this free association is the head of the Commonwealth, currently Queen Elizabeth II, and the 2018 Commonwealth Heads of Government meeting appointed Charles, Prince of Wales, to be her designated successor, although the position is not technically hereditary. The Queen is the head of state of 16 member states, known as the Commonwealth Realms, while 32 other members are republics, and 5 others have different monarchs. Member states have no legal obligations to one another, but are connected through their use of the English language and historical ties. Their stated shared values of democracy, human rights, and the rule of law are enshrined in the Commonwealth Charter and promoted by the Quadrennial Commonwealth Games. The countries of the Commonwealth cover more than 29,958,050 square kilometers, 11,566,870 square miles, equivalent to 20% of the world's land area, and span all 6 inhabited continents. This article contains 12 sections. The sections are Section 1, History, Section 2, Structure, Section 3, Membership, Section 4, Politics, Section 5, Economy, Section 6, Commonwealth Family, Section 7, Culture, Section 8, See Also, Section 9, Notes, Section 10, References, Section 11, Further Reading, Section 12, External Links. The article has been provided with an information box containing material of interest to the reader. The information box has the following information. At the beginning are a series of images. There is the flag, a yellow globe with spokes protruding it on a blue background, the logo, which has a purple globe with spokes and the purple words "The Commonwealth," as well as a map with the caption "Member States of the Commonwealth." Below, the following information is provided. Headquarters, Marlborough House, London, SW1, United Kingdom. Working language, English. Type, voluntary association. Member states, Antigua and Barbuda, Australia, the Bahamas, Bangladesh, Barbados, Belize, Botswana, Brunei, Cameroon, Canada, Cyprus, Dominica, Eswatini, Fiji, the Gambia, Ghana, Grenada, Guyana, India, Jamaica, Kenya, Kiribati, Lesotho, Malawi, Malaysia, Malta, Mauritius, Mozambique, Namibia, Nauru, New Zealand, Nigeria, Pakistan, Papua New Guinea, Rwanda, St. Kitts and Nevis, St. Lucia, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Samoa, Seychelles, Sierra Leone, Singapore, Solomon Islands, South Africa, Sri Lanka, Tanzania, Tonga, Trinidad and Tobago, Tuvalu, Uganda, United Kingdom, Vanuatu, Zambia. Leaders: Head Elizabeth II, Secretary General Patricia Scotland, Chair in Office Boris Johnson. Establishment: Balfour Declaration, 19 November 1926. Statute of Westminster, 11 December 1931. London Declaration, 28 April 1949. Area total, 29,958,050 kilometers squared, 11,566,870 miles squared. Population estimate, 2016, 2,418,964,000. Density, 75 per kilometer squared, 194.2 miles squared. Website, www.thecommonwealth.org. That concludes the information from the info box. Section 1. History. Queen Elizabeth II, in her address to Canada on Dominion Day in 1959, pointed out that the Confederation of Canada on 1 July 1867 had been the birth of the, quote, first independent country within the British Empire, end quote. She declared, quote, so it also marks the beginning of that free association of independent states, which is now known as the Commonwealth of Nations, end quote. As long ago as 1884, Lord Rosebery, while visiting Australia, had described the changing British Empire as some of its colonies became more independent as a, quote, Commonwealth of Nations, end quote. Conferences of British and colonial prime ministers occurred periodically, from the first one in 1887, leading to the creation of the Imperial Conferences in 1911. The Commonwealth developed from the Imperial Conferences. A specific proposal was presented by Jan Smuts in 1917, when he coined the term, quote, the British Commonwealth of Nations, end quote, and envisioned the, quote, future constitutional relations and readjustments in essence, end quote, at the Paris Peace Conference of 1919, attended by delegates from the Dominion as well as Britain. The term first received imperial statutory recognition in the Anglo-Irish Treaty of 1921, when the term British Commonwealth of Nations was substituted for British Empire in the wording of the oath taken by members of Parliament of the Irish Free State. In the Balfour Declaration at the 1926 Imperial Conference, Britain and its dominions agreed that they were, quote, equal in status, in no way subordinate one to another in any aspect of their domestic or external affairs, though united by common allegiance to the Crown and freely associated as members of the British Commonwealth of Nations, end quote. The term Commonwealth was officially adopted to describe the community. Accompanied is a photograph captioned, the Prime Ministers of the Five Members at the 1944 Commonwealth Prime Ministers Conference. These aspects to the relationship were formalized by the Statute of Westminster in 1931, which applied to Canada without the need for ratification, but Australia, New Zealand, and Newfoundland had to ratify the statute for it to take effect. Newfoundland never did, as on 16 February 1934, with the consent of the Parliament, the government of Newfoundland voluntarily ended, and governance reverted to direct control from London. Newfoundland later joined Canada as its 10th province in 1949. Australia and New Zealand ratified the statute in 1942 and 1947, respectively. Although the Union of South Africa was not among the dominions that needed to adopt the Statute of Westminster for it to take effect, two laws, the Status of the Union Act, 1934, and the Royal Executive Functions and Seals Act of 1934, were passed to confirm South Africa's status as a sovereign state. After the Second World War ended, the British Empire was gradually dismantled. Most of its components have become independent countries, whether Commonwealth realms or republics, and members of the Commonwealth. There remain the 14 mainly self-governing British overseas territories, which retain some political association with the United Kingdom. In April 1949, following the London Declaration, the word British was dropped from the title of the Commonwealth to reflect its changing nature. Burma, also known as Myanmar, and Aden, now part of the Republic of Yemen, are the only states that were British colonies at the time of the war not to have joined the Commonwealth upon independence. Former British protectorates and mandates that did not become members of the Commonwealth are Egypt, independent in 1922, Iraq, 1932, Transjordan, 1946, Palestine, part of which became the State of Israel in 1948, Sudan, 1956, British Somaliland, which united with the former Italian Somaliland in 1960 to form the Somali Republic, Kuwait, 1961, Bahrain, 1971, Oman, 1971, Qatar, 1971, and the United Arab Emirates, 1971. The post-war Commonwealth was given a fresh mission by Queen Elizabeth in her Christmas Day 1953 broadcast, in which she envisioned the Commonwealth as, quote, an entirely new conception, built on the highest qualities of the spirit of man, friendship, loyalty, and the desire for freedom and peace, end quote. Hope for success was reinforced by such achievements as climbing Mount Everest in 1953, breaking the 4-minute mile in 1954, and a solo circumnavigation of the globe in 1966. However, the humiliation of the Suez Crisis in 1956 badly hurt the morale of Britain and of the Commonwealth as a whole. More broadly, there was the loss of a central role of the British Empire, the defense of the empire. That role was no longer militarily or financially feasible, as Britain's withdrawal from Greece in 1947 had painfully demonstrated. Britain itself was now just one part of the NATO military alliance in which the Commonwealth had no role apart from Canada. The ANZUS Treaty of 1955 linked Australia, New Zealand, and the United States in a defensive alliance, with Britain and the Commonwealth left out. The second major function of the empire made London the financial center of the system. After the Second World War, the British Treasury was so weak that it could not operate independently of the United States. The loss of defense and financial roles, furthermore, undermined Joseph Chamberlain's early 20th century vision of a world empire that could combine imperial preference, mutual defense, and social growth. Furthermore, Britain's cosmopolitan role in world affairs became increasingly limited, especially with the losses of India and Singapore. While British elites at first hoped the Commonwealth would preserve and protect British influence, they gradually lost their enthusiasm, argues Krishnan Srinivasan. early enthusiasm waned as British policies came under fire at Commonwealth meetings. Public opinion became troubled as immigration from non-white member states became large scale. On 18 April 1949, Ireland formally became a republic in accordance with the Irish Republic of Ireland Act 1948. In doing so, it also formally left the Commonwealth. While Ireland had not actively participated in the Commonwealth since the early 1930s, other dominions wished to become republics without losing Commonwealth ties. The issue came to a head in April 1949 at a Commonwealth Prime Minister's meeting in London. Under the London Declaration, India agreed that, when it became a republic in January 1950, it would accept the British sovereign as a, quote, symbol of the free association of its independent member nations and as such the head of the Commonwealth, end quote. Upon hearing this, King George VI told the Indian politician Krishna Menon, quote, so, I've become as such, end quote. The other Commonwealth countries recognized India's continuing membership of the association. At Pakistan's insistence, India was not regarded as an exceptional case, and it was assumed that other states would be accorded the same treatment as India. The London Declaration is often seen as marking the beginning of the modern Commonwealth. Following India's precedence, other nations became republics or constitutional monarchies with their own monarchs. While some countries retained the same monarch as the United Kingdom, their monarchies developed differently and soon became essentially independent of the British monarchy. The monarch is regarded as a separate legal personality in each realm, even though the same person is monarch of each realm. Planners in the interwar period, like Lord Davies, who had also taken, quote, a prominent part in building up the League of Nations Union, end quote, in the United Kingdom, in 1932, founded the New Commonwealth Society, of whose British section Winston Churchill became the president. This new society was aimed at the creation of an international air force to be an arm of the League of Nations to allow nations to disarm and safeguard the peace. The term New Commonwealth has been used in the UK, especially in the 1960s and 1970s, to refer to recently decolonized countries, predominantly non-white and developing. It was often used in debates about immigration from these countries. Britain and the pre-1945 dominions became informally known as the Old Commonwealth, or more pointedly, as the White Commonwealth. At a time when Germany and France, together with Belgium, Italy, Luxembourg, and the Netherlands, were planning what later became the European Union, and newly independent African countries were joining the Commonwealth, new ideas were floated to prevent Britain from becoming isolated in economic affairs. British trade with the Commonwealth was four times larger than its trade with Europe. In 1956 and 1957, the British government, under Prime Minister Anthony Eden, considered a Plan G to create a European free trade zone while also protecting the favored status of the Commonwealth. Britain also considered inviting Scandinavian and other European countries to join the Commonwealth so that it would become a major economic common market. At one point in October 1956, Eden and French Prime Minister Guy Mollet discussed having France join the Commonwealth. Nothing came of these proposals. Section 2. Structure. Under the formula of the London Declaration, Queen Elizabeth II is the head of the Commonwealth, a title that is, by law, a part of Elizabeth's royal titles in each of the Commonwealth realms, the 16 members of the Commonwealth that recognize the Queen as their monarch. When the monarch dies, the successor to the crown does not automatically become head of the Commonwealth. However, at their meeting in April 2018, Commonwealth leaders agreed that Prince Charles should succeed her mother as head. The position is symbolic, representing the Free Association of Independent Members, the majority of which, 32, are republics, and 5 have monarchs of different royal houses, Brunei, Eswatini, Lesotho, Malaysia, and Tonga. Accompanied is a photograph captioned Queen Elizabeth II, head of the Commonwealth. The main decision-making forum of the organization is the Biennial Commonwealth Heads of Government Meeting, CHOGM, where Commonwealth heads of government, including, amongst others, prime ministers and presidents, assemble for several days to discuss matters of mutual interest. CHOGM is the successor to the meetings of Commonwealth prime ministers and, earlier, the imperial conferences and colonial conferences dating back to 1887. There are also regular meetings of finance ministers, law ministers, health ministers, etc. Members in arrears, as special members before them, are not invited to send representatives to either ministerial meetings or CHOGMs. The head of government hosting the CHOGM is called the Commonwealth Chairperson in Office and retains the position until the following CHOGM. After the most recent CHOGM, the Prime Minister of the United Kingdom became the chairperson in office and will continue to hold the title until the next CHOGM, scheduled to take place in Rwanda in 2020. Currently, this position is held by Boris Johnson. The Commonwealth Secretariat, established in 1965, is the main intergovernmental agency of the Commonwealth, facilitating consultation and cooperation among member governments and countries. It is responsible to member governments collectively. The Commonwealth of Nations is represented in the United Nations General Assembly by the Secretariat as an observer. The Secretariat organizes Commonwealth summits, meetings of ministers, consultative meetings, and technical discussions. It assists policy development and provides policy advice, and facilitates multilateral communication among the member governments. It also provides technical assistance to help governments in the social and economic development of their countries and in support of the Commonwealth's fundamental political values. Accompanied is a photograph captioned Marlborough House, London, the headquarters of the Commonwealth Secretariat, the Commonwealth's principal intergovernmental institution. The Secretariat is headed by the Commonwealth Secretary General, who is elected by Commonwealth heads of government for no more than 2 4-year terms. The Secretary General and 2 Deputy Secretaries General direct the divisions of the Secretariat. The present Secretary General is Patricia Scotland, Baroness Scotland of Isthall from Dominica, who took office on 1 April 2016, succeeding Kamalesh Sharma of India 2008-2016. The first Secretary General was Arnold Smith of Canada, 1965-1975, followed by Sir Sridath Ramphal of Guyana, 1975-1990, Chief Emeka Anyaoku of Nigeria, 1990-1999, and Don McKinnon of New Zealand, 2000-2008. In recognition of their shared heritage and cultures, Commonwealth countries are not considered to be foreign to each other, although the technical extent of this concept varies in different countries. For example, in Australia, for the purpose of considering certain constitutional and legal provisions, no distinction is made between Commonwealth and foreign countries. In the High Court case of Sue v. Hill, other Commonwealth countries were held to be foreign powers. Similarly, in Nolan v. Minister for Immigration and Ethnic Affairs, the nationals of other Commonwealth realms were held to be aliens. Nevertheless, the closer association amongst Commonwealth countries is reflected at least in the diplomatic protocols of the Commonwealth countries. For example, when engaging bilaterally with one another, Commonwealth governments exchange high commissioners instead of ambassadors. Between two Commonwealth realms, they represent the head of government rather than the head of state. In addition, some members treat resident citizens of other Commonwealth countries preferentially to citizens of non-Commonwealth countries. Britain and several others, mostly in the Caribbean, grant the right to vote to Commonwealth citizens who reside in those countries. In non-Commonwealth countries in which their own country is not represented, Commonwealth citizens may seek consular assistance at the British embassy, although it is for the embassy to decide, at its discretion, whether to provide any. Other alternatives can also occur, such as an emergency consular services agreement between Canada and Australia that began in 1986. We now come to the end of the spoken article, Commonwealth of Nations, Part 1. The next part contains sections 3 through 6. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 Unported License, available at creativecommons.org/licenses/by-sa/3.0.